Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai. We have frozen one scene in our Rasa television. And we can turn on the screen now. It's been hibernating mode. We can open the screen of our Rasa TV to pick up on that scene. That pathetic scene of Viraha Bhav. Gaur Lila is teaching us about Krishna Lila and preparing us to enter Krishna Lila. So yesterday we got a glimpse into the heart of Yashoda when after Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura. And that glimpse was given to us by Shachimata, that Audarya form of Yashoda. The Audarya form of Yashoda and the Audarya form of Radha's Gaur. And the Audharya form of Krishna's Gauranga. The magnanimous, merciful form Yashoda comes out of Vrindavan Leela, appears as Sachimata, takes her hand and brings us into Vrindavan Leela. This is how I felt. This is what I expressed when Krishna went to Mathura. I trembled. I would lose consciousness for 3 hours. No signs of life after Krishna left. I was floating all day in my remembrance of the Lord. I didn't know whether it was day or night. So we heard about this intensive separation. Sometimes Yashoda would laugh for 6 hours continuously. Sometimes she would forget herself and meditate and cry out, "Ram, Krishna, where are you going? I will tie you up today." We heard so many verses yesterday. Tremendous class about the separation of Mother Shachi from Gaur. Now we'll pick up on this. Anti-Lila chapter 4, Chaitanya Bhagavat, text 233. Krishna prasange ayi achena vasya hinai samaye shubha vartahai lagiya. Anyone who simply, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, anyone who simply calls the name of Ayi, which means mother in Bengali, and refers to Mother Sachi, they will get prema just by saying Ayi, Ayi, Ayi. Mother Sachi was sitting, fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, Krishna prasange, vasya. At that time, she received the auspicious news. The auspicious news was some Brahmins came from Shantipur on behalf of Advaitacharya to inform Sachi that her long-lost son, who she assumed had gone to Vrindavan, gone to Puri and gone to Vrindavan, never to return again, had not gone to Vrindavan, but he went to East Bengal to Ram Kaili. And from Ram Kaili, he didn't go to Vrindavan, he went to Shantipur, which is only 25 kilometers from Mayapur. So this is the whole Leela of Radha and Krishna and Gauranga. Gauranga, of course, especially Vipralamba, primarily. But the Leela of Radha and Krishna is always, as I said, the river of Prem. River of Prem is flowing between two banks, the Viraha Tata and the Sambhog Tata. Sometimes river is flowing on the separation side or bank. Sometimes river is flowing on the union bank. There's a bank called Union Bank, no? Yes. In India, we have Union Bank, so you can think of the Bank of Union, which is Sambhog Leela, Ras Leela, Julan Leela, Bon Bihar, Jal Kaili, Rati Kaili. This is Union Bank. So put your money there. Money's your honey, money's your life. So put your money and honey and life, everything in Krishna's Leela. Shantipure, Ailena, Shigora Sundar, Chalai, Jatagiya, Dekha Satwara. Hi, Shigora Sundar has arrived in Shantipur. Come quickly see him. Vartashuni Santoshtita, Hailenai, Tahara Vadi, Ara Kahivari Nai. Hearing this news, Mother Sachi became pleased beyond description. Vartashuni Prabhura Jateka Bhaktagan, Savihailati Premananda Man. Soon the news spread among all the devotees in Mayapur and they became completely blissful in their minds. Gangadasa Pandit Prabhura Priya Patra Ailai Chailena Se Shanamatra. Gangadas Pandit, the Sanskrit teacher of Gauranga and the dear associate of Priya Patra, the recipient of his love of the Priya, he immediately departed with Mother Shachi because she had to go with an elder man, a protector, because her husband was already gone. He died already. Jagannath Mishra left this world. Gangadas Pandit was even older than her husband, like her father. So the lady woman is always supposed to be protected by her mother, by her father, by her husband, or by her eldest son. Her two sons are gone, her husband's gone. So Gangadas Pandit has taken that role. Shimari Gupta Adi Jata Bhaktagan Savayaira Sange Kari Lagaman. Shimari Gupta and other devotees all accompanied Mother Shachi. Satware Aila Shachiai Shantipure Vartashuni Leni Prabhu Shi Gorasundare. Mother Shachi came quickly to Shantipur, and Shri Gorasundar was informed of her coming. Shri Gorasundar Prabhu Aire Dekia Satwari Padila Dure Dandavata Aila. As soon as Gorasundar saw his Mother Shachi, he immediately offered dandavats from a distance. Puna puna pradakshina haya haya dandabata haya shloka padiya padiya. Jagannatha Shachimata ki jai. Gauranga repeatedly circumambulated puna puna pradakshina, his mother Shachi, and recited verses as he offered dandavats. Now that's Vatsalya Bhav, Vatsalya Rati. So much etiquette is there, the old-fashioned etiquette of India. Mother and father were worshipped like God. That's mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. One should worship his superiors like his mother and father. So often when brahmacharis join ISKCON, the parents bring the Bhagavad Gita to the temple and they meet their son in the temple. Look, look! Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, one should worship his mother and father, so come home and worship us. And then the wise brahmacharya says, I'm worshipping the supreme mother and father, Radha and Krishna. They're the origin of everything and everyone. There's no other origin. They're the origin of 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 me and you, my mother and father. So I'm worshipping my mother and father, and I agree that we should worship our mother and father. So you should also worship your mother and father. So stay here in the temple. Dad, shave up. Mom, go in the kitchen and cook the sweets for the deities. And you join me in the worship of mother and father, Radha and Krishna. Okay? No, thanks. Not today. You stay here. So what did he say? He was offering prayers, but I'm not there and I can't hear them. And I can try to see Lord Gauranga, this huge 7-foot sannyasi offering dandavats and doing dandavat parikrama of his mother and standing up and offering shlokas and then again offering dandavats and again offering shlokas. And what did he say? Tumi Vishwa Janani Kevala Bhakti Mai Tomare Segunatita Sattva Rupa Kahi Tumi Jadi Shubha Dristi Kara Jiva Prati Tabe Se Jivarahaya Krishne Rati Mati. Tumi se kevala murti mati Vishnu bhakti jao haite sabahai tumi se shakti. Tumi Ganga deva ki Yashoda deva huti tumi Prishniyana suya koshalya diti jata deki sabatoma haite se udhai palayitya tumi se tomate lina hai. Tomara prabhava palibara shaktikar sabara ridaya purna vasati tomar. Purna vasati tomar. Sabara ridaya purna vasati tomar. Oh, my mother. You are Vishwajanani. You're the mother of the universe. You're Bhakti Mai. You're the very personified form of pure devotion. You are the form of pure goodness, Gunatit. You've conquered the modes of nature. You're beyond the modes of nature. You're totally transcendental. Shubhadristi Karajiva Prati. If you mercifully, your Shubhadristi, your auspicious glance, if your merciful glance falls on the living entities, then Krishne Rati Mati. Their minds will develop attachment for Krishna. I'm a sannyasi, and I'm traveling the length and breadth of India, and everyone's saying, oh, Sannyasi Tagore, please give me Ashirvad. And I'm telling them, Krishne Matirastu. Krishne Matirastu. And may your mati, may your conception, your intelligence, your idea go to Krishna. Be with Krishna. Krishne Matirastu. And a few people, I'm pointing their minds towards Krishna. But you, my dear Mother Shachi, the whole universe, you can turn their minds towards Krishna. Krishne Rati Mati. Kevala Murti Mati Vishnu Bhakti. You are the personification of Vishnu Bhakti. You are the potency from which everything emanates. Shakti. You are Ganga Devaki Yashoda Devahuti. You are Prishni Anasuya Kaushalya and you are Aditi. Everything we see is emanated from you. O Mother, you are the maintainer and everything merges ultimately into you. Who has the power to describe your glories? You reside in the heart of everyone. Sabar Ridaya Purna Vasati Tamar. Tamara Prabhav Bali Bhara Shakti Kar. Sabar Ridaya Purna Vasati Tamara. Shloka Vandeye Matta Karyastavan. Dandabhattahaya Prabhu Dharma Sanatan. Garanga, who establishes eternal religious principles, Sanatan Dharma, offered obeisances to Mother Sachi and recited verses like this. Krishna bhai eki pitri matri guru bhakti kari bhari daraye e mattakara shakti. Who other than Krishna has the potency to display such devotion to a father, mother, or superiors? A Krishna walks his talk. And Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling. That's why they say Gita is a tattva and the Bhagavat is a lila. Tattva-vichar, Gita. Lila-vichar, Bhagavatam. So all the principles and teachings, Krishna is talking about Karma Mishra Bhakti and the Gita and all that. So then Bhagavatam shows it. Dhruva Maharaj, Karma Mishra Bhakti. Krishna is talking about Gyan Mishra Bhakti. All, then there's Brahma, there's Shiva. All the stories are there, the Bhagavats. Srimad Bhagavatam is the Gita is the theory and Bhagavatam is the practical. Applied technology. So Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, who is also Lord Chaitanya, is telling in Gita, one should honor thy father and thy mother. So of course Krishna himself and Krishna and Krishna Lila, he wasn't so much in the Adar mood. He was more Chalak and Balak. Mostly he's playing and making mischief. I never read, probably he does, but we don't, that's not emphasized in the Krishna form. Because he's not, there's no maryada in Krishna, in Vrindavan. Krishna Vrindavan has a mother and father, Krishna and Mathura and Dwarka has his mother and father, Devaki and Vasudeva. Of course there he may circumambulate them and offer obeisances in the morning when he sees them, I'm sure he does. Because that's the maryada of the Aishwarya Bhagavan. But the Krishna we worship is Vrindavan Krishna. We don't know about Dwarka Krishna. We don't know about Mathura Krishna. We are Nishta. We must be Nishta in our Ishta. And our Vrindavan Krishna, we don't find him offering Dandabhats to Mother Yashoda. We don't find him doing parikrama. He's running around, but he's running around trying to get away from her. She's chasing with a stick and he's running around with butter-soaked footprints, and he's making white footprints all around Mother Yashoda. He's making fun of her. He's running circles around her, and running out into the courtyard. That's his circumambulation of his mother. He's not offering stutis. He's laughing and making her angry by his antics and behavior. He's not standing there with folded hands. Oh, mother, you're this, that. He's just saying, mother, catch me if you can. And he runs away, laughing. See, little rascal, I'm going to tie you up. That's the stuti she offers to Krishna. You little rascal, I'm going to get you out and beat you with a stick. That's her stavas and stutis. But Lord Chaitanya, he has a maryada aspect because he's bhakta and he's Bhagavan. So he's teaching also by his example. Ananda Shudhara Vahe Sakala Angete Shlokapari Namaskara Haya Bahumate. As Gauranga repeatedly recited verses and offered obeisances to Mother Shachi, tears of love bathed his entire body. Ananda Shudhara Sakala Angete. Sabanga in Bengali is Sakala Angete. Sounds like reverse Vatsalya Bhav. When Krishna would come back from the pasturing grounds, from Uttaragoshta Lila, returning from the Goshta, all the lakhs and lakhs of cows, cow and Dao, the cows and Dao, Daoji, his elder brother. And then Mother Yashoda would be so overwhelmed because so many hours of separation practically left her body during the day in separation from Krishna. Then he would come back and automatically breast milk would rush from her breasts. And mind you, when Krishna was 10, Mother Yashoda was 89. Rather unusual phenomenon for an 89-year-old woman with a 10-year-old son to rivers of milk are flowing from her prem-filled breast, and so many tears were flowing from her eyes like a Ganga, or let's say Jamuna. And with these two rivers, with this white river and this blue river, she was bathing her son and washing all the dust. The Goduli was washed from his body and all his fatigue. But now we find that Gauranga is, he's crying so much to see his mother. He's bathing his own body. So he's seeing Mother Yashoda in the form of Shachi. And when Mother Yashoda was there, she was bathing Krishna's body with her tears. And now Krishna's become Gaur and Yashoda's become Shachi. And Gaur is bathing his own body with his own tears of Vatsalya. Vatsalya Prem. Vatsalya Prem has two ways. The mother has Vatsalya Prem for the son, and the son has Vatsalya Prem for the mother. Naturally. There must be a Vishaya Vishayi. I mean, Nayak. Recipient and object of love and the reservoir of love. Ai deki matra shri Gauranga vadan paranande jada hai lena sekshan. As soon as Mother Shachi saw Sri Gauranga's face, she became jad, stunned, immovable, and transcendental ecstasy. Raki jachaye jena kritrima putali. Kutputli. You say Kutputli. Why do you say Kutputli? Is Hindi Kutputli? Means doll. Puppet. Mannequin puppet. Mother Shachi stood there like a wooden doll as the Lord of Vaikuntha Ishvara, respectfully offered her prayers. Prabhupali Krishna Bhakti e kichu amar kevala e kanta sabha prasade tumar kotida sadasero je sambande tumar se jana pranahaite valava amar barik je jan toma karibe smaran Tarakabu nahibeke samsara bandhan sakala pavitra kare jay ganga tulsi taroha jena danja tamare parashi tumi jatta kare jatcha amara palan amara shaktiye taha nahibashodan. Garanga is praying to Mother Shachi. Whatever devotion to Krishna I have is simply by your mercy. If the servant of the servant of the servant a million times removed is related to you, he is more dear to me than my own life. If a person remembers you, my mother, even once, he will never be entangled in material bondage. Mother Shachi Ki.
Jai.
Ganga and Tulsi are known to purify everything, but even they are purified by your touch. Om Ai. O Janani. I have no ability to repay you for the affection you displayed while maintaining me. Verse 254, Gauranga in his prayers to Mother Shachi, he's saying, Koti das dasero je sambande tumar, se jana prana haite valava amar. As we read Shastra in the passing years, in the various shastras, we come to appreciate more and more how our beloved Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, he was a storehouse of Gaudiya literature. And all of, practically all, either he was directly quoting verses or commenting on verses, and the content of his speech, whenever he would speak sentences, here and there, anywhere, in morning walks or in lectures and room conversations, they were all actually simply strings and strings and strings of beautifully, strings and strings of verses from various shastras. There's one place you can look up on folio where Prabhupada is saying that he's talking about Gopi Bhartu Padakamalira Das Das and Adas, and he said that we should hanker to become a servant of the servant of the servant 1,000 times removed. You can look this up, 1,000 times removed. You know how to do string search, right? String search, so 1,000 times removed. When we heard that, we saw that's an interesting idea Prabhupada's giving us, that this is the extent of the humility. Das, 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 ek koti das. That's, I'm at the end. I'm at the end of that one koti line of dasas. That's my place. 1,000 times removed. So where does that statement of Prabhupada come from? What I'm saying here, it comes from Chaitanya Bhagavat, which Prabhupada also read and studied. Verse 254, Anti Lila chapter 4, verse 254. Lord Gauranga is glorifying his mother. If the servant of the servant of the servant a million times removed is related to you, he's more dear to me than my own life. And he offers one more prayer, two more prayers. Tumi jata kari jacha amara palan, amara shakti eta nahiba shodan. Dande dande jata sneha kari layamar, tamara shadgunya se tahara pratikare. I have no ability to repay you for the affection you displayed while maintaining me. Therefore, let your own good qualities be your compensation for the affection you displayed for me at every hour. It very much sounds like Krishna speaking to the gopis in the Ras Lila. Napariyeham. I can never repay you for all that. You have to be happy just with the bliss and satisfaction of the service. I can never repay you for all the service you rendered. So Gauranga is telling the same thing to Mother Shachi. Let your own good qualities be your compensation for the affection you displayed for me at every hour. So see how much gratitude the Lord has for his devotees. His parishas, his mother, his gopis, his mother, his lovers, his friends, his servants. So much unlimited appreciation, limited gratitude. So we can learn, or we can try to learn, this quality of gratitude and grateful, being grateful to the devotees and the sangha that we have or attain here and there. We can't, no ability to repay the devotees for the affection they have shown me. If you were to put this verse in a moderate, or say a relevant context of all of us, each of us has no way, there's no way that we can find no way. We have no ability, we actually have no ability to repay the devotees for all the affection they display to us while maintaining us throughout our devotional lives, while inspiring us throughout our devotional lives, while guiding us throughout our devotional lives, while protecting us throughout our devotional lives, while uplifting us throughout our devotional lives. And at every hour, he's saying, pratikari, tahara pratikari. This is not going on in a closed room. This is quite a public event. This is in the home in Shantipur. Actually, it's not quite, I don't think she has quite reached the home. He has received some advanced party because she's coming in a palanquin being carried by pallbearers from Mayapur. So some fleet-footed Brahmins have run ahead of the palanquin to inform Gaurasundara, guess what, your mother's coming. And so he's completely elated and overjoyed. He's running out to see her. The servants always run to greet the master. So Mahaprabhu is going to greet his mother. There's that beautiful painting. I've seen the original Indian painting, and then our godbrother Muralidhar, he painted that beautiful painting of Krishna returning in the afternoon from the forest with Balaram. And Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba are coming. Nanda Baba is wearing a long green tunic, green coat, and with some turban, I believe. And they're running out to greet their beloved Nanda Lal, Yashoda Dulal, Nanda Nanda. And their arms are outstretched because their hearts are in their fingertips. Their hearts are in their fingertips, and their hearts are actually stretching out. Because if they wait to touch Krishna with their hearts, they have to embrace him to their chest. If they stick their arms out, then their hearts can touch Krishna three feet sooner. Because this is 3 feet more. If I wait till I can embrace him in my arms, then I have to wait that few seconds. So their arms are stretched out. You've seen that painting. It's a very moving painting. It's in the Bhagavatam. It's in the Bhagavatam, no?
Bhagavatam, 10th canto.
10th canto. You've seen? And then Krishna's like this also. It's, ma, ma, Lala. So beautiful. So this is the same scene here that Kuranga is, the mother is going to see the son. Mother Shachi and Gaur is running out to meet her at a distance from the house. This pastime is not going on in a closed room, it's going at a distance. And when Lord Kuranga ran out of the house at Vaitacharya, everybody went with him. All the Vaishnavas went with the Lord. Advaita Charja and all the devotees that were gathered over there, Chutananda, of course, little kids, 5-year-old son of Advaita. And they're all running out to greet Mother Yashoda, Vishwa Janani, Jagannatha. And they're watching, and they're all witnessing this fantastic display of Vatsalya Prema.